Hey everybody, what's Static Show? This is Bob.
Hey everybody, Miles Title with staticradio.com.
He's whipping it. Into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Miles was just telling me about how he's going to put me up at the pizzazz whenever I come visit, so.
Yeah.
Take me gambling and everything, so. I'm looking forward.
I want you to go down gambling.
I don't know what that means.
Go down gambling. Isn't that a song?
I don't know. I think you're making that up.
Well, did I tell you what the song my nephew turned me on to? He's like, I can't think of the name of the band. That's one of these old 70s bands.
Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Hook or something.
Oh, Dr. Hook, yeah.
And there's a song called Looking for Pussy.
Yeah, that sounds like a Dr. Hook song.
Looking for Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you'd be familiar with it, but there you
I'm not familiar with the song. I know Dr. Hook, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might be Dr. Hook. You might have to Google this. You're listening to the show right now, and you're least bit interested in this, then yeah, Google it.
Dr. Hook, he had a patch, an eye patch. One of the guys in Dr. Hook did, so.
Something, if it's not Dr. Hook, it's something like Dr. Hook. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It could be.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Looking for Pussy, is that, are you going to have like that, going to be your entrance song or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go over really good.
I didn't write the song, okay? I didn't discover the song.
I have a feeling that Miles Title will be the next Me Too person that comes into the media here or something.
It's my nephew-in-law, the kid that pissed in the sink.
Yeah, the sink pisser, gotcha.
Yeah, he's into some stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, maybe he's looking. Don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know, he always is.
He was looking for a bathroom, he didn't find it. Maybe he's looking for this.
Looking for a urinal,
but I'll just use the sink.
At my fiance's grandparents' house.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, nothing says you're part of the family like peeing in a sink.
Yeah.
Well, I had to go.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. There's no bathroom down there, so he had to.
At the time, you're right. I guess there was no bathroom at the time.
Well, they've installed one now, but it doesn't really work.
It doesn't,
well,
you can't really use it. That's the best part. They could have just stuck with the sink and said, if you got to do number two, go upstairs, but.
They put in like a $5,000 bathroom and like it doesn't work. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so.
Oh, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, what do you care?
Yeah, well, I care.
You're just looking for pussy. Oh my goodness. Terrible person you are.
I just surround myself with terrible people.
Well, that's how it goes. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the not too distant past, you know, I hurt my knee not too long ago.
Which time?
Well, this last time.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
At the gas station?
Yeah, at the gas station.
You slipped on some oil left out.
I slipped on some type of a drippings from a car.
Yeah.
Could have been transmission oil. Fluid, I don't know.
Oil.
And it hurt, you know, my leg got swollen up, I had to go to the orthopedist and everything, so.
Yeah.
So I was in a lot of pain, right, and I had to hobble around and, you know, I had to take some medicine and, you know, take care, you know, do a little exercise and whatnot, and, you know. So, and that, it was very painful for quite some time. So my wife texts me the other day, this last week, "Oh, my pinky. I have hurt my pinky finger."
Oh, I thought she said, "Pull my pinky." I'm like,
what? No, no. That's not like one of those junk jokes that you play.
Yeah, pull a pinky.
Yeah, pull a pinky, get a stinky. No, she hurt her pinky finger.
Okay. Alright.
At work, and she texted me this, and I'm like, "Well, what's wrong?" She's like, "Well, I bent it back, you know, further than normal. And now it really hurts, and I think it's swelling up." I'm like, "Well, go to the doctor." No.
She hyperextended her finger.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
So, oh, okay. Thank you for the medical term there,
Miles. Yes.
Lord knows you've got enough experience. Mostly, I thought with over the counter or with prescription opioids, but that may be a different thing. So she hurts her pinky, and she's telling me about it. I'm like, you know, "Hey, go to the doctor. You know, go. If it's can you bend it? No, I can't bend it. Is it swollen? You can't bend it if it's swollen." She's like, "It's the last knuckle. It won't move." All this stuff. So I'm trying to be helpful. This is probably about, you know, not quite a week ago, maybe like a week on Wednesday or something, you know. Three quarters of a week. The rest of this whole week, all I hear about is this goddamn pinky. "Oh, my pinky hurts. I can't do this. Oh, my pinky hurts. I can't do that."
Did she do this at work?
Yeah, she did it at work.
Because your wife curses quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that maybe, you know, with the, you know, where she works at, you know, she would probably have to watch her language to some degree. And
yeah, she should, yeah. No, I don't think anybody was around when she hurt her pinky.
Work comp, man, work comp.
Yeah, no, no work comp. I mean, it's come on. I'm like,
comp.
After a few days of this, I go, you realize that, you know, I had trouble, like, walking because of my last injury.
I had trouble getting an erection.
And I had and I had to go to work, you know, and I had to walk. In fact, I heard it on a Friday. I worked on a Saturday all day where I walked around, like, over 10,000 steps.
Oh, man, no. You should work comp, dude.
And she's like, "I know, but this is my pinky and it really hurts. You're just being a wimp." "My leg's all swollen. I can't bend my knee. You know, I go to the orthopedist. You know,
I can't sit in your bee hole.
He's, you know, tells me what kind of a wimp I am and everything." Oh. This pinky, I swear. So then last night we go to this concert.
Yeah.
This is kind of the ultimate thing. She says, "Will you go to this concert with me?" I said, "Oh, of course I'll go with you." And we're going to go see this concert. And we see this concert. There's a lot of clapping.
Oh, boy.
Guess what happens? Middle of the concert. Oh, my pinky. All this clapping.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, "What do you want to go to the concert? You know there's gonna be all this clapping. There's all these things, you know.
Snap your fingers like a hipster."
Yeah, like, "Hey." I'm like, and so I'm like making fun of her, and I'm like, I'm clapping with three fingers, you know, on my palm, my pinky extended. "Oh, my pinky."
Did she have like a splint on?
No, she went to get a splint and they were all sold out.
Well, make yourself one.
Well, that's what I said. I said, just wrap it in tape.
Yeah, it'd be like a popsicle stick or something.
Now, I have, let's see. I have both of my middle fingers have been damaged over the years. Not because I was flipping people off, oddly enough, but because of various injuries from doing manual labor. And my one middle finger on my left hand got jammed so severely one time that it will not straighten out.
Wow.
I have the last little knuckle on my middle finger on my left hand is permanently bent.
That's your distal knuckle.
There you go. My distal is bent permanently, and you can't really tell it. You know, I can use my hands fine and everything, but if I were to hold my finger out, you see that it looks like the Concorde. Remember the old Concorde plane?
Yeah.
With the nose dipped down like that? That's what my finger looks like.
Wow.
Yeah. This happened when I was very young. I was a younger person, you know what I mean? Like in my teens.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, come on. You're not, I'm maimed. I'm horribly maimed.
I had to jerk off my eyes open.
This pinky is nothing. Look, I can't never straighten this finger out again. It's maimed. I'm horribly disfigured.
I'm a freaking monster.
I can't walk. I can't use this. I can't flip people off effectively because they're like, hey, your finger's bent.
What's wrong with your finger?
Yeah, what kind of bird flying is that with that bent finger?
My pinky.
Oh, my gosh, this pinky.
You kiss it and make it better?
No, I didn't.
Is she going to be okay?
Yeah, she'll be okay, little Tommy.
Yeah.
But, God, I haven't had to hear about it. It's still going on. I'm going to get in trouble for talking about it, I'm sure.
Is she going to poke her head in again and tell you to shut the fuck up? That was funny when she said that.
Maybe. You never know. I don't think she's upstairs, so.
Can I just text her right now? Just tell her to go in there.
No.
Shut up!
No, she said shut the fuck up is what she said.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I just would tell you about me suffering with this pinky issue. It sounds like dealing with you, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I'm a pinky. Big baby too. I'd be like that. Oh, it hurts.
I can't even eat my pizza.
Can you hold my
pinky
and let me eat it?
I can't, my pinky.
Yeah.
I can't drink my Pepsi because my pinky's so hurt.
Can you feed me like a baby bird?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. So that's what's going on here. I'm suffering through some injuries with other people, and I'm hoping for speedy recovery so I don't have to hear about it anymore. What's going on with you?
So, you know, we were having a good time last weekend. And
oh, really? What kind of good time are we talking about here?
Well, not that good. Not any pinky loving time. No, we didn't have a pinky loving time.
Oh, I thought maybe you were looking for pussy. And
no, it wasn't even that. No, but I don't know. I was tired, but my son was going out. Him and his fiance were going out. And I go, could you pick me up some sports cards, you know?
Yeah, that's everybody. Hey, why? Because you're going to go out, you know. Forget about the milk. Forget about the milk and all the bread and the eggs and all that. Could you get me some sports cards, honestly?
Yeah. They actually got them some money and they got me some, which is nice. And I had really some cool cards. This really has nothing to do with the story, by the way.
Oh, okay. I thought... I'm like, you're so lazy you can't even go buy your own collector's cards now? Is that gotten to that?
I didn't know what my deal was. I was just like, could you just go do it for me? I hurt my pinky.
It's really bad. Down at the baseball card collector place, they got rid of the electric scooter. So I can't go down there anymore.
No, it was cool because, like I said, this has really nothing to do with the main story, but we got in a good mood because, like, the very first thing I opened, there was, like, a Walter Payton card in there, which I totally, like, freaked out. Oh, no! Walter Payton!
He didn't have a hurt pinky.
You lied, Dad. You lied.
Mm.
And so we were all jumping. Oh, my God, we're so lucky. We should play the lottery, the big Mega Million.
Oh, yeah, I played that lottery. Stupid.
And so him and I throw on a coach, like, you know what, let's go play some lottery.
Oh, you couldn't leave to get the cards, but you're going to leave to go get lottery tickets.
You say lottery, and I'm in the car.
Let's get some scratchers. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you. Right, well, you got to have your priorities.
And so it's nighttime. It's like on a Saturday night.
Here, son, let me put my mixtape in. My mix CD.
We go, and there was like a lot of cars. Like, everyone must have been shopping inside this.
Yeah. Where would you go? Did you go to Casey's?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
And, you know, we get the newest guy there, like the newest workers working the thing. You know,
it happens every other day at Casey's. The turnover is probably tremendous.
It is horrible, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I bought certain things and, you know, do this and that. And he's like, oh, good. Okay.
You're particular.
Well, I was okay. The kid was cool, but I was taking a little while, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden, like, some little dude, like, shows up out of nowhere.
Like an adult or a child?
An adult. Well, not a little dude. I mean, like, a shorter guy, short, skinny guy, beard, mustache. He did not look scary or intimidating or anything.
Right, right.
But in the midst of this guy's like, yeah. Huh, yeah, you guys, huh?
And that was Dr. Hook. You keep singing my song.
Yeah, I'm like, no, he's like, yeah, you guys, huh? Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, we guys, what is it like to drive around in that car all day, huh? Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, he's like talking to me and my son, you know, like.
Well, you do look like you have the physique of a, like, sheriff's deputy.
Yeah, I know, I do. I know, that's what I thought later, because I was wearing, like, a leather jacket and stuff, so I was wondering. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, well, you know, if you want to, you know, go outside and talk about it, you know, we can. I'm like, the fuck is going on with this guy?
He's going to fight you?
I don't, after that, he kind of, like, settled down. He's like, oh, yeah, all right, well, you know, whatever, you know.
Did you cut him off or something, or...?
No, I don't. I've never seen this guy before. Don't know what was going on. I'm like, okay, I turn around, and all of a sudden there's like 20 people behind us.
Yeah. Well, that was a big lottery. A lot of people wanted a ticket.
You know that one dick that shows up and holds up the whole line because they want special lottery tickets?
That's you. That was you.
That was me. Yeah, that was us. Yeah. I'm like, let's just get out of here. There's some weird guy. You know, I don't know what this guy thinks for cops or what, but I was like, all right, let's go.
Did you drive by him singing Looking for Pussy really loud or something? Or?
And so a few days go by, and I came back, and there's a lady that's worked there for a while.
Marge. Her name's Marge.
Marge. And the same new kid was working with her. You know?
Hey, Large Marge, how do you do a ticket?
And I'm like, man, that was really weird. She goes, what? And I go, this young dude was like 20, something like mid-20s, mid-late 20s maybe. You know, I kind of explained it to her. She's like, oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? She's like, oh, yeah, he comes in here about once a day.
Was it like, live close by, or?
I don't know. I'm like, what's this guy's deal? They're like, I don't know. He he like thinks the police are following him a lot. He'll take like fake phone calls.
Okay, so he's like the other you there at the Casey's. He's, you know, you're
kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
of,
you know, you're the guy that comes
I've
in
never
and.
Seen this guy. I've never seen this guy. They swear he's there all the time.
You are the opposite. You're the he's the other you. You know.
I mean, I'm tall. He's short. He's skinny. I'm fat. He's
exactly.
Got facial hair. Don't you know?
Exactly. See. The other you.
That was so weird. That was so weird. I guess the guy's just totally weird, man.
You should have bought him a lottery ticket and just gave it to him. Karma.
I don't know, man. That was so weird.
You'd say, looking for pussy, quick pick.
I'm looking for pussy. He's not, you know, just, you know.
Give me a quick pick right here from my man, Daryl.
You ever see Walking Tall? I'm Buford Busser.
Well, you do have the look of a, you know, sheriff deputy that's had too many donuts.
Yeah, you're right. I was wondering, because in college I used to have people ask me all the time if I was a cop.
Well, you look like a narc back then.
Yeah, I'd go to a party, like, hey, wait, cop.
Yeah. Yeah, you harsh everybody's buzz.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why people would think I'm a cop. I don't think I look like one, but
the funny thing, everybody thought I looked like a drug dealer.
Oh, I was. Yeah, the second I saw you, immediately I knew you were into drugs. This guy is into drugs.
So, that's the hilarious thing. So you thought I was a drug dealer. Everybody thought I was a drug dealer. Everybody thinks you're a cop.
Yeah.
We're walking around campus.
Yeah, that was weird, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we both were asked for drugs by different people. Hey, man, you got drugs?
Yeah, been asked, yeah.
I mean, I could.
Yeah, you could totally see me being asked all the time, yes, correct.
Well, you're a big fat guy, you know.
Thank you.
You had, like, really long hair, so you know that. Weed immediately. Think weed.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, well, there you go.
So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe we're some cop team, you know, because my son's really, like, really tall and skinny, and I'm kind of, you know, average height, fat. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know what good cop team we would make. You know,
that would be it would be a late 80s buddy cop show. Bob and Miles.
I don't know. I don't even know which show it would be. Canon or something. I don't know what it would be. Ew.
That's just now. I mean, back then it wasn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Back then it would have been kind of like, you know, Midwest Miami Vice.
Yeah. I look like the brother-in-law from Breaking Bad, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Now you do, but I'm saying back in the college,
your
Cavariccis on, you know, you'd have been. We'd drive around in the Beretta.
Yeah, that Beretta was total cop car, total panty dropping car.
Playing Dr. Hook.
Yeah, it's like every girl I've ever dated, like. Was in that car. That's the weird part. Yeah.
Every what?
I think like every girl I ever dated in my whole life was like in that car.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know your wife was, so.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That would have been an interesting buddy cop show there.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, me and you, you know.
The narc and the.
I don't know what.
The fart. I don't know, man.
The dealer and the narc.
The dealer and the narc. Hey, man.
Dude.
You want to buy drugs? Yeah. Well, you're under arrest. You could be like the, I don't know what you call it, but the guy that sets it up. You know, like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Then I swoop in, like, nah, man, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. That's interesting. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I might give you a fake badge, though.
There you go.
If I ever see this guy again, I'm going to tell him to empty out his pockets, you know, like that.
Hey, what are you here for? You look kind of shifty. I saw you over there by the bubble yum. Did you steal some?
Yeah, I know what you're up to, man. So if you want to talk about it, let's go, man. You know?
That's funny.
What?
Well, did you ever get your lottery ticket? I know you didn't win, but...
Yeah, I was just trying to get out of there. My son's trying to, you know, buy all sorts of... I'm like, let's just go. You know,
and I want a slushy and a hamburger. You'll get nothing and like it.
Oh my God! I know he's just all. I'm like, forget it. I'll just buy it. Let's go.
Yeah, you open for those cards now.
Good.
Yeah, we'll take a taco pizza.
The stupidest idea ever.
That's funny. Well. I guess everybody's okay, though, right? Nobody got hurt?
Yeah, well, you know, because I mean, I'm like you. I'm not really a fighter, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know if you're a fighter. I'm not really a fighter.
No, heck no. What are you talking about? Go along and get along. Get along
and
go along.
Yeah, that's what I have to say, man. It ain't worth it, you know?
That's right. Too funny.
Yeah.
Well, next time you go in, I hope he's there.